From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Erdogan says the EU will pay the price. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has intensified his dispute with European nations. He says the EU will pay the price for not allowing Turkish ministers to campaign with Turks, living there for an April referendum in Turkey. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte barred Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu from flying to Rotterdam over the weekend. Dutch riot police clashed with thousands of Turkish government supporters in Rotterdam as they gathered outside the Turkish consulate to show their support for President Erdogan, who's trying to push through next month's referendum to expand his power. Police officials say a car bomb exploded on a busy street in Somalia's capital Monday, killing at least six people. Authorities say the explosion took place near a hotel in Mogadishu. Reuters news agency says the hotel was not affected by the blast, but the explosion damaged a nearby house. No claim of responsibility for the bombing. However, the militant group Al-Shabaab has frequently targeted hotels and markets during its decade-long insurgency. An Al-Qaeda-linked group called the Levant Liberation Committee has claimed responsibility for twin blasts near holy shrines frequented by Shiites in the Syrian capital of Damascus. 74 died, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. In a separate development, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has vowed that his army will continue an offensive against Islamic State in their capital of Raqqa, even as a rival U.S.-coordinated Kurdish force prepares an all-out assault on the same extremist stronghold. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Facts and figures are often difficult to verify in the Middle East, but estimates for the cost of rebuilding Syria's ravaged infrastructure vary from $300 billion to $1 trillion, and most experts agree that the task of repairing the damage from 6 years of war will not be easy. No matter how daunting the challenge, however, some Syrians are eager to start rebuilding, as Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Despite the absence of a comprehensive peace accord in Syria, bulldozers remove rubble from streets in Aleppo, and some tenacious residents have already started to patch up the damage from 6 years of sectarian conflict. Despite the gloom in many quarters, Syrian Prime Minister Imad Khamis tried to be upbeat during a recent impromptu visit to Damascus' venerable Hamidiya-covered market. He says that his government wants to work with both the largest and the smallest of the country's entrepreneurs in order to help them to resume production. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
At least half of Syria's pre-war population of 23 million has been displaced, 6 million internally and another 6 million outside the country. Iraqi authorities said their troops have retaken nearly one-third of western Mosul in an offensive that began less than a month ago. U.S. Special Envoy to the Global Coalition to Counter the Islamic State, Brett McGurk, says insurgent fighters are trapped and those left in Mosul will die.
ISIS has now lost over 60% of the territory it once held here in Iraq and is losing more every day. In total, in Iraq and Syria, coalition-enabled operations, that means our coalition supporting local partners, including Iraqi security forces, have cleared 50,000 square kilometers of territory from ISIS.
One Iraqi commander said the insurgent fighters have lost fighting power and they've begun losing command and control. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson makes his first trip to Asia with stops Wednesday in Japan, Friday in Seoul, and Saturday in Beijing. Among his objectives, how to deal with North Korea's nuclear and missile threat. Ankit Pandey is associate editor of the Asia-Pacific publication, The Diplomat.
The North Korea policy review that the administration began in early February is still underway. My inclination will be to wait and see how this really pans out. I think Tillerson's trip could provide the administration with important data points about what precisely the Chinese, the South Koreans, and the Japanese are expecting from the United States.
Tillerson arrives in South Korea as it grapples with the aftermath of President Park Geun-hye's impeachment and removal from office, as well as the deployment of a U.S. anti-missile shield. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.